Blog Talk Radio.
I'll tell you when it's up. Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you. So happy that you're here today. You know, it's going to be a special show for me because I'm going to be talking about somebody that is near and dear to my heart, young man, that he was killed, and it was tragic. It was tragic that we lost him because it was just only a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, that he was in my office, and he did a video. His name is Darren, and he did a video to recognize and to honor the kids in the county homeschool and to tell them what to do and what not to do. If you look in the Star Tribune, and where it talks about armed man tells police I shot a robber, that was Darren. And when I found out that was him, it hurt me so much. It hurt me tremendously because this young man is close to my heart. Matter of fact, that young man listened to me. And when I had information for him, he listened to it. And I wish I could have did more to help him to be positive in his lifetime. We're going to dedicate the show to him. This is Mad Dad. You're also listening to Blog Talk Radio, and our call-in number is 347-215-9262. We're dedicating this show to Darren and his life and all the other young people that have lost their lives to tragic violence, to gun violence, and to things like that. This is not an opportunity to talk about what he did wrong, but maybe an opportunity for us to share what he did right. I have some real great experiences of some things that he did right. I'm going to go right to the phone line, and I'm going to talk to your number is 0271. It looks like that's Ashley. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Well, tell me a little bit about you're from Chicago, and you've seen a lot of this kind of stuff. You know, a kid that had potential, opportunities to really be something great, and some kind of way we lose them by gun violence or a loss in our community. How does it impact you as a woman in our community?
Well, basically, when I heard about the situation, I was a little shocked because I was at the Tuesday Night Men and Women support group, and he came up and he stood up. And as he was speaking, he brought tears to my eyes because basically, coming from Chicago, I'd have seen a lot and I'd did a lot. And it was like he was just trying to change, you know. He tried to better his life. So my sympathy go out to his family. It's great that he was trying to change his life and become a better person. It's sad of the violence. It's like everywhere you go is violence. I come from Chicago where it's violence. And then it's like I come to Minneapolis and it's like you're still the same. What you're doing with your organization is great. It's very great. Just like I done been through some stuff and I done seen some stuff. And now today, it's a new life for me. It's just I became a better person. New life, new me.
Well, thank you, Ashley. You hold on the line because we want to talk to you some more about this. So that's Ashley, and she's saying she's got a new life, and I believe that, being with Darren, you know, he was part of our outreach team a few years ago, and he loved talking to the kids. He went into Richard Green, went into a lot of different schools, and he loved those kids. He loved pouring into those kids. And so there was some good stuff about that, brother, and I'll never forget that good stuff, and I'm so happy. I got a video, and I can't wait to talk to his mom and show it to the family. We see the good things that he was talking about before he died. I'm going to go to a phone call with the number 6660. 6660. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. How are you?
Hey, doing great. We're talking about my son, my friend, my little mentee, Darren.
Okay. Wow, man, I heard the tragic news. Mr. VJ, you speaking with Major.
Hey, Major, what's going on, bro?
Not much. How you doing, brother?
Man, good. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Man, I'm trying to get to a level of yours, man. But if it keeps happening like it's happening, man, it's going to be tight on everybody, man. It's going to be a sticky situation on everybody. We gotta make some changes.
What kind of changes you think we need to make?
We have to, man. We have to be more present in the community. I see you out there all the time, and I'm talking about people of my age, my generation, because we keep hearing about these people that want to do stuff, that want to make a change, but they're not out there. They're not actually out there really installing and implementing programs. They're not trying hard enough, man. It shouldn't come to a point to where it's a tragic event and we're talking about it like this. We should be hosting events celebrating people who are doing something like that. Like, I want to hold a community awards show and sow some shine on people who've been out here in the community and they're not out here for a dollar and they're not out here to make their name known. They're out here really trying to influence and change some people. They're out here actually trying to help.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think one of the things we have to do, and one of the things, Major, I'm willing to do, and you know this, I'm willing to show you what I know, pour it into you, you know, cuff you up, and
right.
give you some of the stuff I know. Because at the age of 57, sir, there's no way that I can say that I got the answers. I believe that your daddy poured some stuff into you, and,
right.
and you got your own will, and you've been through your own situation. And as a young man, you know even better than me what these young people need. And so I don't want to say that I'm the expert in no means necessary, but I do want to offer my opportunity to give you what I got in terms of pouring what God has blessed me with into you before I die, that you can have some of it. Now, my doors are open.
Right.
Whenever you want to set up a time to get with me, man, let me be a part of helping you. I'd love to do that.
Okay. And I'm down for it, man. And I'm just... Man, every time I hear the radio show, every time I just get a chance to be around you, man, I just feel that power. But we have to get people around my age on the same movement, though, man. We do. Because it's like coming from you guys, coming from the old heads, from the VJs, from the Spike Monsters and stuff, they're not listening. And I feel that. They're not listening because they it's almost a wall put up between us, between my generation and the generation in front of me. You know what I'm saying? It's a lack of respect, a lack of wisdom, and a lack of listening, which is most important. You have to be able to listen and learn. It's going on like that.
Well, I have to say, man, for sure, that, you know what, man, I'm just doing the best I can with what I got, and I know that you're doing the best you can with what you have. This opportunity, I just wanted to speak about Darren. He was under my wings, and while he was with me, he didn't get in no trouble. And while I had enough funding to kind of keep him going, he was cool. He came back from prison and he wanted to get back with me. But there was no dollars. He needed incentive. He didn't just need me to know how he knew I loved him, but he needed me to say, look, if you come every Monday through Friday, this is what you get, and then you stay out of trouble, you'll get it next week. He needed to hear that from me, and I didn't have it.
And I had my personal experience with Darren, you know what I'm saying? And from both strokes, though, and it goes both ways with me. Like, I've been out there at that point, too, and it all comes to if you create a following and stuff like this, like, he was willing. He was ready, man. He was ready to speak his voice and use his voice and use his personal experience to try to better a whole bunch of people, to better a generation. You know what I'm saying? I hate that he got snatched from us early because he's one of those people that I feel like could have been the next power voice. You know what I'm saying? And like you say, it's going to take, I hate to say it, but it's going to take some money, man. It's going to take some money. Somebody's going to have to pour some money into our projects, into our community so that they will work. It's going to take some money. Like, we're cutting dollars from the wrong things because I hate to see it like that. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you could have did it for Darren every time you wanted to, every time he needed, he would have been there no doubt, no questions, no ifs, no ands, no buts, man. And that's just that, man. And it's too much unemployment. Like, I know he was having some trouble, so, you know what I'm saying? He had to look for other outlets, man, but we have to do something, man. Something has to change. Something has to change.
And I'm glad you called to talk about him. I want you to stay on the line and stay with me, Major, because I really want you to stay with me. I'm going to go to some other folks, and we're going to talk to some others on here. You know, Darren, when he was with me at the same time, people like Rose were with me, and KG was with me at the time, and and a lot of other different brothers. And we will just want to say, keep your prayers out for Damien. He's in the hospital trying to recover. Pedro was with me at the time. I'm looking at a picture of all the people. Frank, we had just did a training with Shane Price and his wife. We had did a training. I'm looking at the picture with him standing there. And I'll put that on Facebook later. But he had been trained to do right. I trained him. I showed him how to do right. And even on the video he just mentioned, he said, you know, I just walked away from it. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And sometimes we can train people and give them all they need, and they still want to do what they want to do. What Major's saying, though, if we have the funding, if we could do some of the things we really could do, you know, if we can save the bridge, if we can save, if we can do all these other things to save communities. But when it comes to our kids, it seems like the money is tight. The money's not there. I'm going to go to 5400. We're going to go on the line, and how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
Hi, how are you doing today, Vijay?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate you calling.
My pleasure. I had the pleasure of meeting this young man a couple of weeks ago, and he was a very warm and open young man about what he had been through and what he was going through and how he wanted to change his life. He even spoke about when he was with the organization that he wasn't ready, but now he was ready. My thing is, how can he come from that in such a short time to the incident that he was involved in? And it's like, where was the ball dropped? I know that, what is it that pushes any individual from step one to step five in such a short time, in such a negative way? And it's unimaginable, because this young man is someone who wanted to live. This young man was someone who wanted to do something positive. And what kind of situation was he pushed into to cause him to react the way he did? And I agree, it's all about money. That's what it boils down to. So many people push money into things and not people. We need to stand and support the organizations that are willing to help our youth, that are willing to give them other alternatives, because without our youth, we have no future. And this is a perfect example. This is a young man who wanted to do something with his life. This was a young man who wanted to make a change in a positive way, but due to the circumstances surviving his day-to-day survival, he was pushed to do something else. And this is a lot. This covers a lot of the young men who are standing on street corners doing the things that they do. They feel like they don't have any alternative. There used to be places that they can go. I mean, just places to hang out. They don't exist anymore. And I heard this gentleman talking about Spike Moss and so many of the others who have gone before you and that were there with you. And the neighborhood was different then. There were community centers. Once again, the way where it was now stands a police department, and that shows how the step back that we have taken. What happened to the organizations or the opportunities that the children had that could redirect them or stop them from going the way that so many are going, that's costing them their lives? You know, sure, we can blame it on the parents, but the parents don't hold all the responsibility. That's just part of the problem. We as a community need to come together and support organizations such as yours that are willing to step out there and put themselves in a line of fire to help these young men and women who are losing their lives.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things I want to say, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. My name is VJ Smith, and we're talking about Darren. Darren is considered to me a son, a young mentee, and a young brother that I love dearly. And we're just talking about his life today. He was killed in South Minneapolis, across the street from Cub Foods. And we're just sharing and talking about solutions and things we can do. Major is still on the line, and we had talked to him, and Major had talked. He talked very adamant about how young people can be the solution. One thing I want to say about young people can be the solution, but they also need to realize it's going to take time and patience to do this work. And so that's why I told Major I'm willing to pour what I got into him. He's already got a lot. He just needs to build a foundation on what he's got and work from there. And I know he can do that. We're going to talk to him in just a little bit. But I want to go right now, I want to for the record, let you know that Darren, when he did outreach with me, he went wholeheartedly. He loved it. And when he went into schools with me, he loved the schools, and he gave it 100%. Even when he went to nursing homes, man, he loved those old people like never before. He showed love for them. And for the youth events, man, he really poured it to young people and said, don't be like me. His lectures were serious, and they were sweet, and they were, you know, they're awesome. And I love that, man. I love him to death. And his funeral is Friday. We're going to go to we got a caller on hold. Your number, thank you, Lenora. We'll be right with you. We got a caller on hold, 9234. That is your number. Thank you for holding, 9234. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I knew Darren, and I really feel that, you know, that somehow when I heard about it, I kind of felt that that I had let Darren down. You know, because, you know, I had poured a lot into Darren because, you know, like, had been the mad dad and had worked with him and had sat down and had numerous conversations with him and stuff, you know, and the turmoil and the conflicts that he was having with his family and with himself was just trying to prove to people that he was worthy of their respect, you know, but he always put his respect in a monetary gain. On a monetary value, like he had to have money in order to lay up here and to assert power into his life. And we used to talk, and Dan used to always say, you know, that if he could just have a little time, you know what I'm saying, where he could just sit down with his mom and have his mom to understand exactly where he was coming from, you know, because like myself, Dan came from a very dysfunctional family. And but he loved his family. He loved his family. And his problem was, I really feel, is that he had no outlet for how to express that love because the love was always put up on a scale. And that tragedy that happened up on Lake Street, it comes from, accumulation of bad decisions because I think it was the day before that, we had just sat down up in the mad dad's office with Darren, and we had talked with him. And he expressed a sincere desire that he wanted to change. See, but that's what's wrong with our young men in our communities right now today, is that as soon as they face any form of adversity, they revert back to their natural course of reactions, you know? You know, I mean, like, so I know that as a community, we have to, especially men, black men in the community, we have to lay up here and start talking to those kids and letting these kids understand that it is alternative actions to everything. Everything is not going to go the way that you want it to go, but things can progress in a positive way if you allow yourself to think different. You know, and I think that Darren was fighting so hard. He was fighting so hard because, you know, he was just, you know, he said, remember at the office he said that I don't want to go back to slinging rocks. You know, he said, I don't want to go back to slinging rocks. He said, because I know where that's going to lead me. You know, he said, but I know I need a break. And that break that he felt that he needed was that one last lick. And I mean, how many of us out there in radio land that's been in Darren's shoes? I done said it 100 times in my criminal career. Hey, all I need is just one big lick. And if I get this here, this is going to lay up here and alter all the things that's going to happen in my life, you know? But that one big lick, it always costs me going back to the penitentiary, you know, and praise God that it never, you know, you see it didn't result to me losing my life. But it could have. I could have been Darren laying down there on that floor. But it was the decisions that I made in my life. It was the people that I surrounded myself in my life, you know. And Darren had the opportunity. He had the opportunity to lay up here and be with us, you know. And I just wish that all the things that we pour out to these kids and we give them our numbers. We give our numbers out, our personal phone numbers as contact numbers. We give the mad dad emergency number out as contact numbers for people to come up and fellowship, you know what I'm saying, just to lay up here and just talk about your problem. Before you react, talk about your problem. See if you can get another broader view on it. And that's what I really, really wish that Darren had a deal. He had just picked up the phone and just called one of us. Maybe he is still be here with us. And I want to just lay up here and send out my condolences to his family, you know, because we sincerely love Darren because, you know, I mean, he had it in him. He had it in him to be great. He had it in him to be great, you know, and it's just such a shame that, you know, we lose all this greatness in our community to this senseless violence.
Hey, Gil, would you hold on because I want to come back to you. I got a new call on the line, and I'm going to go back to Major because I got some questions for him. So you hold for me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about a brother, a young man that was killed and by gun violence and killed by a gun, you know. And we love that brother, man. He's no longer with us. His funeral will be Friday. I don't know exactly the time. But we got a caller with the number of 4331. 4331, how you doing? And welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
How y'all doing today, man? This is Short Body, Mad Dad. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Short Body, well, you know, we're talking about our friend Darren. I think you had opportunity. You were in our staff meeting, and you had an opportunity to present your new the new Mad Dad hit that's going to be coming out. I'm going to Chris Dow and see if we can rush or flush it, but we're talking about one of our soldiers, man, one of our young brothers. And I think you and Major need to hook up. He's on the line. Major's a good man. I'd like for you and him to connect and all three of us sit down and really talk about the movement, man. You know, there's always this saying about, you know, the OGs or the old cats, we can't get to the young cats. But if we can't get to them, who can? I mean, we're the elders, and I know the young people can get to them, but we have to – somebody's got to be – you know, we got to have our elders in the picture somewhere. And so me as an elder, I'm willing to say, go ahead, do your thing.
Right.
I want to help make it happen, but we have to be a part of the process because if we're not, you know, then I don't think it's going to work. Your response
to
that?
It's about, we got to be, because as long as we play our position, man, and stay strong with what we're doing and be the positive force in their life, then that's how we win it, though. Because what it is, a lot of us lost them, we lost our kids because a lot of us was like false role models or was misleading to them. So once we lost that, that's when a lot of problems start happening on the streets. You know what I mean? They start getting false role, seeing that they was being led by false role models and all that stuff. Once you get older, they get older, and they see that you wasn't the person that they was looking at and being idolizing, then they start disrespecting. You know, that's why it's a lot of disrespect right out there right now as far as these adults and stuff like that, and parents as well. You know what I mean? Once you lose, if you ain't been a good example in their life physically where they can see you doing these things on the, like we do on the streets, if they ain't physically seeing that, you out there talking that stuff to them, and they ain't seeing no progress within yourself, then that's where all the disrespect came in and where we lost them at. So what it is if we're going to be out there talking to them and doing things with the young ones, then we have to be actually making moves, showing them that they could open up resources for them, showing them how to believe in their talent, you know what I mean, and actually be doing something ourselves to be an example for them, to show them that that's the way to come up out of there. So saying that to say is, What we did was we lost once we stopped teaching and showing the kids the right ways to go about things, the direction got lost with them. So that's why they not honoring too much about what the older people saying, because they feel like we let them down already. So why listen to us? If you're not doing nothing, how could I be doing it? How could you tell me to do something? That's what they talking about.
Hey, sure, buddy, I just want to tell you, man, thank you very much. Now, I want you to stay on the line because I want you to hear something that Major's got to talk about because, you know, Major's my guy. I love him, man. I love his daddy, man, so I got to love him. So you hold on. I want you to stick on the line. I'm going to go to Major. Major, man, I want you to I want to talk a little bit about, you know, because I, you know, really I don't feel like I should be – I'm not the one to say what – young people can't do that older people can't do. But, you know, I've been on the streets, man. I done loved on so many young people, and I feel like I can touch their hearts because I'm genuine. I'm sincere about what I do. And I realize I don't really talk the language because a lot of stuff – I'm an older guy, man. I'm 57 years old. But I really, really feel like I'm touching them. I'm in the jails. I'm in the schools. I'm doing the best that I can. I really am working hard at it, man. And I'm not looking for notoriety in it. I'm just doing this work. But – I think you have something here. You got something here when you say that us older guys can't really get to them, but some kind of way we got to figure out how to do it together.
Yep.
And give me your thoughts about how we can do that.
Well, just like Short Dog was saying, man, we have to be more present in the community. I love what you're doing, and every young people all young people, all walks, all varieties know who you are. And that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? What, last time I was on the show, we spoke about changing the language and the context of our language. That's what it's about, man. They're out here. They're willing. We need to set up some talent shows. We have 100,000 rappers in Minneapolis. Let's showcase them. If that's what they want to do, let's showcase them. But we have to be more present. Like, they're there, the nightclubs, everything. I go out every once in a while, and when I'm out, people, Major, how's the organization? What are you doing? When can we get a hold of you? But it all boils back down to money, operating budgets. We don't have it like that, so we're short cornered. We're short chased sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And what it's going to take is somebody that's just going to break down all of these walls. And I'm trying to knock down all the walls. I got my concrete balls, and we're going at it, man. We're knocking down walls. We're with it.
I want you to hook up with Sharp Body. I think, do you know Sharp Body?
No. What's your name? What's your name, man?
His name is Sharp Body. He can't hear you, Rodney. I'm going to have him. What I'm going to do is I want you to contact me. I want to give you his number because everything you just said, he's doing it around the country. But he wants to do it with you, and he wants to do it right here in Minnesota. He's doing some of that already. And I think what we need to do is collaborate more because you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself.
And that's where we hold back in the community. If we're an organization, there's nothing about your organization that makes your organization better than mine. Now, what we could do is if you think that somewhere that we're lacking, instead of downing this organization, you need to go holler at them. You need to go talk to them and show that we could create a partnership. If I have 50 people following my organization and you have 50, together we have 100. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's strength in numbers, man. And that's we create a division and everything in our community. That's not right. It's unity at the end of community. And we're supposed to be together. All organizations are not supposed to be, oh, this organization has this, this has that. Well, if you guys take all your resources and put them together, then we'll get that much further. We'll get that much further. We'll be able to reach more. If your program is out there in Bloomington, mine is in Minneapolis, there's no sense in talking about you. Oh, you guys provide for the suburbs. You can't do this for us. You can't do that. Oh, let me go out here to the suburbs and see what you guys are. What are you guys implementing out here? What are you guys doing? Maybe I can learn something from you guys. Instead of creating a division, we need to come together and create that unity, man. We need to.
And you know, Major, that's one of the things that we've been having trouble with in Minnesota since history, the time of history of Minnesota. Even when I was a shorty like you, I came up here and everybody was pitting against each other, man. It was the north side against the south side, St. Paul
right.
against the north side. Everybody's
right.
If you go across the river, if you go across the river right now talking about a youth program, they're going to tell you get out of here and go back across the river. Because
they
don't want to hear nothing you got to say because you don't live over there. And that's just untrue.
And that's where I'm trying to knock down the walls. If you see me, I'm everywhere. You see me in Burnsville one day, you might see me in St. Paul the next day. You see me in Minneapolis in my hood one day, you might see me on the south side. When I was younger, it was the south side, north side, everything. You know what I'm saying? But now we're trying to knock that down because we have a youth group and we have south siders and north siders. You know what we do? We practice together. There is no south side one day, north side next day. No, we all come together and we practice at the same time. That goes
so Major,
what
I want to do, man, is I want you to if you would, say a few things about Darren, some things about how he impacted your life since you knew him and showing some love. And then I think it's important that you call me and I get together with you. You know, I'm always clicking with you on Facebook, but I think we really need to sit down and do some stuff. Let's do that. Can you give us a few words about Darren and his life?
Man, I was lucky to meet Darren back in school. I can't remember exactly how we met him. I've been knowing him since I was about 10 or 11. So we grew up, and there was a time where I was out there doing stuff that I had no business doing, and we crossed paths in so many different ways, man, and just to see the full circle that people take. And the lady earlier talked about how can you go from being one way so one day to the next. It's called survival. It is called survival. No matter what you do, he is a man, regardless of the actions that he took, what he did, he was a man, and it's called survival tactics. It's called survival tactics, and I hate to see that another one of my young brothers get snatched away from me early because of unnecessary violence. You know what I'm saying? It's just he was a positive person, man. No matter what happened in the past, it's about what was he about right now. When he left here, what was he about? You know, what was he doing with his life? I hate that the events took a turn like they did, man, but I know him as Sunday. Hey, he started going to church a little bit every once in a while, man. I know he was out here with the youth because one time we bumped into each other. We were downtown one night a couple weeks ago, man, and we bumped to each other, women all around us, everything. We stopped and talked about youth for about 20, 30 minutes, man, and that was the highlight of my night, man. Like, when I heard the news, like, really, I came in tears, man, because I see myself, somebody who's trying to do something right, but, you know, when it comes down to it, nobody's paying our bills. Nobody's taking care of the children that's out here. Nobody's taking care of nothing. It's all left on us. And what do when you can't get a job, when you've applied 100 different places? People, just because of your past, they write you off. You can't do that, man. You can't. I feel bad for this brother. My condolences go out to his family. I know you guys are feeling it.
Yeah, we feel it hard, Major. And what I want to do then, let's get together and start. We need to start our own businesses. We need to stop waiting on the man to hire us. We need to have brothers.
Exactly.
Instead of selling that dope, be like Short Body, sell some books, sell some CDs, sell some something. Let's have product.
You know what, though?
Yes, there's, sir.
There's people out there, you know, if I had a budget and could do it, I could provide a couple hundred jobs for our people. But they're not putting the money in our hands, man. They're not.
Let's put the money in our own hands. Let's start with some products. Let's start small and get bigger. We can do this. I'm going to put some of my energy into it. Let's meet. Let's, you know, because I don't just talk. I like to walk the walk.
I know.
So let's me and you sit down and let's make it happen. Hold on. I'm going to come back to you if I can, but I want you to stay on with me, would you?
You know what, VJ, I got to take off. I got a meeting, but I'll give you a call a little later in a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, bro. God bless you, man. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
All right, bro. Okay, we're going to go right to, we're talking about Darren and what he brought to this life. I got Gil on the line. I've got Eleanor on the line. I've got Major just left, and we've got Short Body on the line. I'm going to go to, right now, our caller, number 4331. This is Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
This Short Body, OG.
Hey, Short Body. Hey, Short Body, just for people that want to get involved with you, want to start, do talent shows, want to do different stuff, what number do you want them to call?
Yeah, my number. You know what? This is what it is. A lot of people, man, that be in my position, they get they become a CEO or author, or they become an artist or whatever, and they don't give back to the people, man. They don't let them get the contact information so we can, you know, uplift them and show them how we got into the position we in. So, you know, my number is my straight number to me is 619-599-4331. Call me. We can do whatever we need to do to help you out. And any type of fashion, uplifting, whatever we need to do, you know what I mean, they can get at me. 619-599-4331. I'm open to everybody who's trying to do something positive and trying to help us add to solutions, man. So they can get at me just like that, straight off the phone. I give my number out to everybody, man. Whenever they need to get at me and we're going to make something positive happen for our community, call me. Let's go.
And when I come back to you, hey, I'm going to come back to you, Short Body, in a couple minutes. Can you hold on for a couple minutes?
Yep, I got you, sir.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you because I want you to talk a little bit about, I know you've had somebody in your life like Darren that you loved and dearly and you lost him and the impact it had on you. So I'm going to come back to you on that. Your number is 9234. And I got you on live right here, Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, 9234. How you doing? 9234?
Yeah, that's me. This is Gil.
Hey, Gil, you got any last-minute comments, anything you want to say before
yeah,
we...
I got a comment meant to the last speaker, not Short Body. Short Body, I just want to let you give a big shout out to you, man. I got a lot of respect for you, man. Got a lot of love for what you're doing, man. You know, I'm wishing that we can lay up here and collaborate under some type of enterprise, man, with the Mad Dads, man. I think you're going to be a positive, a motivating factor off in the community because everywhere I go, man, they speak very highly of you. You know, and I'm talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs, the YMCAs, man, you know, out on them bus stops and stuff like that there, man. You're saying you are being effective in the things that you do, and I want to give you a lot of respect for that. But I want to comment on the brother saying that that it was about survival, man. You know what I'm saying? and that, you know, that you got to do what you got to do. No, man, we ain't, no. It's, yeah, we got to do what we got to do, man, I'm saying, but we got to stay focused in the things that we got to do. We got to understand, man, our want, wishes, and desires, man, are separate from our survival. You know, if I, you know, I want to eat, you know what I'm saying? I want to eat steaks and sirloins and T-bones and stuff like that there. But if my budget don't call for it, I might have to settle for a peanut butter sandwich. That's survival. You know what I'm saying? In order, I have to do what I have to do in order to get to the point where I can do what I want to do. See, that's the difference between short body. Short body saying, man, hey, all right, I've made the social transition, you know what I'm saying, from negative to a positive a way of thinking, you know, because he understood that he did what he had to do in order to do what he wants to do, and now he can give back to the community. See, if this is the thinking, then I would like to let it and inject off into the minds of the youth out there. Because, like you said, yeah, they don't want, I'm 57 years old, too. So, yeah, they don't want to just listen to no 57-year-old guy sit up here telling them about what their future is going to look like. But what I'm saying is that the collaboration, it's got to be wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes through experience. You know, me and VJ, John Turnipseed, Jack Strauter, Art Mim, Magic Johnson, all these people, man, fantasy, that done lived through some stuff. They done been through some stuff. They done went through some hurdles. They done laid up here and did the education route. They done laid up here and did the business route. They done did the economical developments and stuff like this here and stuff. So now they know some shortcuts. Now they know what they got to do in order to lay up here and get some things done. I think that the old men need to lay up here and sit down with the young men, because the Bible says that our young men will be given visions and old men will be given dreams. And the dream that I have is to lay up here and see all my brothers, all my young men out there in the community be responsible for fathers, be productive citizens off into our community. That's my dream. And I think the Lord will lay up here and allow me to see that dream if we all come and understand that it takes a collaborative effort on all parts, on the age, on the spirituality, on our commitments to each other. And what he said about being in St. Paul and being in Minneapolis, being on the north side, being on the south side, we have to stop letting those territorial divides come between us, because that's nothing but another entrapment that we disempower ourselves by bringing limitations on what we can do and how we can fix.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Gil. I appreciate you, man. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We are meeting tonight at Tuesday night at 3023 4th Avenue South. We welcome you to come and be a part of what we do every Tuesday and every Thursday at 5 o'clock. We have a meal and daycare, and I tell you what, transformation happens then, and you need to be a part of that transformation. That's really what it's about. Short Body, I'm going to get you back on the line, Short Body. Tell us a little, you know, a little bit about how you feel. You know, I wanted you to share with me somebody that you lost, similar to my brother Darren, that you really loved, and you knew that they wanted the right thing, but tragically you lost him. You have one of those in your life that you lost?
Oh, man, you're right about that. I can name 1,000 of them, though, right now, fam. They get rid
okay.
of all of us. They get rid of all of us, but I'm going to name a couple of them that we all know. Tupac, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they got rid of all of them that try to do it for us, man. They got rid of all of them to try to do it. It affects us as a whole community, man. So the reason I bring them up is because I want everybody to be able to understand where I'm coming from. So if I just told you just one person that affected me personally, then I'd be naming 1,000 more people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For real. So that's why I brought up people who was out here trying to change things and do things for people positive, especially coming from where we come from as poverty people, man, that was blinded for so long with these false accusations that we wasn't gonna be nothing, that we were born sinners. So you know what I mean? I take what happened to Darren and what happened to the people that was trying to change their life after coming out of that negative lifestyle, I take them as a shining light now. They have to be used as angels to make us stronger. You know what I mean? Like they came at them, they're gonna come at us like the man said earlier on the phone, the young man said earlier on the phone how these people just taking our lives like this once we try to change our lives. That's because that's the devil out there trying to hurt God's angels, man. Because there's few of us out there, plenty of them. When they make the devil represents separation, man. And you have to realize that and know that. You know what I mean? The devil represents separation. God, he represents togetherness, man. So once you bring people together, Once people understand that you have to come together to make a solution to a problem, then that's how we win. Like my man said earlier, you got to build a machine. You got to knock them boundaries down. I call myself a ghetto soldier because I feel like I can go to any poverty neighborhood and talk to my people, no matter what gang they in, no matter what religion they in, no matter what type of lifestyle they living. I can still connect with them because of the fact that I'm a ghetto soldier. I understand the life of poverty. You know, I understand what we're going through as a person. I've been through what they've been through. So it's easier for me to reach out to them and get the things we need done and get, you know, show some positive light towards them. That's what the whole thing is about for us. What makes me a stronger person when stuff like happened to Darren and happened to all the great people that were trying to do things for us. So saying that to say is we have to, like I said, sacrifice must be made. We have to know that sacrifice must be made. And we have to know that the gift comes after the sacrifice must be made, like to be able to do what you want to do, like my man said. In order to do what you want to do what you got to do first. You got to lose before you win. The losing part is about learning, man. You learn from losing. And when you learn, that will make you a greater person than what your adventures are. And then you take your God-gifted talent and you believe in that to get rich. People be trying to get rich now off money and all that, right? They want to get this first. They get that first. Like my man said, people don't want to invest in people like us who are trying to do for people outside of ourselves. So we have, like you said, VJ, we got to start with a product. We got to start with our own product. We got to start our own business. We got to start with something that's going to sell, that's going to help people at the same time to make the funds available for ourselves. So that's where believing in your talent comes in. That you got to learn. You got to be able to go to school, learn your talent, so you can get rich off your talent. Be happy forever. A lot of people be rich. But if they don't believe in their God gets the talent, they get rich off their God gets the talent, it don't mean nothing. So we strong in the hood. But if you don't believe in your God gets the talent, then that strong stuff don't mean nothing, man. You got to believe in what you are capable of doing. It's called playing your position. A lot of people understand that you are a leader in all aspects of life, but you in your position, you are a leader. You know what I mean? They say a lot of people can't be leaders, but that's a lie. Don't ever believe that. That's a lie. You're a leader in your position. And your function and your status, that's what your leader position comes in, believing in your talent. And that's what I got out of, like I said, Tupac, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. They all could be spoken in the same sentence because of the fact that they was out here trying to save people no matter what way another man tried to take it from them. You know what I mean? Saying that they still, even though they were human and they was being out here for us, they still was angels out here trying to save people. No matter what they did in their negative bad past, it was out here trying to save people, man. We got to look at that and use that for a learning experience for us. Darren and my man, we got to learn that, take that as a learning experience for us. We can come better and be greater people with what we're doing. And walk with God, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man, for sure. You're going to be hearing more about, Short Body and what he's doing in the community, because he has got a record that he did about Mad Dads. It's really awesome, and we're going to be hearing more from him. So you just stay tuned to our Blog Talk Radio and the community, and hopefully on KMOJ you'll hear it. Darren, just to the family and to all those that knew Darren, he was truly somebody that I can say had a good heart. He made some bad decisions, but he had a good heart. His sisters are going through because they really loved him. His mom is going through because she really loved him. You know, but we keep making choices, you know. I just want to say choices are something you better take serious. When you make a choice to do something, it might be stupid, but it could cost your life. So make sure when you make choices that you know are going to protect your family, protect your community, and protect what you do. You know, I'm going to go to the caller at 2019. 2019, caller, you on the line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing today?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you called. Thank you very much, because, you know, I know you were impacted by Darren and his life, and so I just want you to. You got a minute and 20 seconds though. So give me what you got.
Well, you know, I was very touched by that whole situation. Like when you told me about it, I was blown away because that was like a little brother to me, you know. And we poured so much into this guy, and then I just was talking to him Tuesday, and for something to happen like this here, I didn't know what it was before I heard that he was gone, that what had happened and what he did, because that's destruction. We're totally against that. So we were somebody that he could have held on to and got with to, if it was a bad situation. That's the whole thing, what I don't understand about that. the one guy said something about he was doing what he had to do to survive. That ain't the way to survive. I mean, that's what we do is pour to people about that, and he knew that. I mean, he had so much pouring into. So it's blowing me away to wonder how did it get to that point to where it had to lead to that. I don't understand. So, you know, when it gets to that point, you got to lean on God. God has got power, and that's what people got to understand in terms